Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts of Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Welcome back, guys. Don't mind me. I'm in sloth mode right now. I just finished school and I'm on spring break.
Spring break officially for you. You are officially free for 1 week.
1 week, but I will take it right currently when this video is uploaded. I'm in El Paso, Texas, back in my hometown. So there's that.
I was about to say, we are not filming at normal time or a normal day. So,
All new. Literally
nope, Ruth just got off work. But
just got off work. Hence why sloth mode.
that's okay because now it's officially spring break for you.
I'm excited.
You should be.
So, where do we start, guys? Hi!
There is so much that just went on in 1 week.
1 week, we knew it was gonna something was gonna happen from our last episode. Obviously, we filmed it the day when the trials ended and stuff, and we found out. Did we ascend into the heavens and
Did you ascend, Ruth?
I ascended.
I ascended as well. I was really worried that I wasn't going to, but I'm glad I did.
I'm actually kind of curious for those fans who did not ascend or chose the other pathways, where did you guys go?
I know. What was said for that? Does
I
anyone
don't
know?
know if it was just like a one-way path where, oh yeah, we'll give you these options, but everyone's gonna ascend.
I guess my question for you would be, what was the goody, or I guess special thing that you thought was going to happen after either ascending or not? Did you think it was going to lead into something specific?
I literally thought it was going to lead us to like either a teaser for a music video of their new song or something. That's where I thought. But then, obviously, for those of us who ascended, you guys got the code to get into the website of Blackfield Brides. Because for those of us who did not know for a while, Blackfield Brides completely like cut off everyone from their site. Like, you needed a password to get it. I saw some people in the army from Twitter. I was on the Facebook page trying to figure out, okay, what could be the password and stuff. And like, I even tried myself. Guilty as charged. I tried myself. I put bleeders. I put outcast. Duh, it was something with the outcast, but I didn't know what.
Wait, that's interesting that it had a password code for you, because when I was originally, obviously before the trial started, when I was originally trying to get on the Blackfield Brides website to look at merchandise, it never came up saying I needed a password. It came up telling me the page was just no longer
Yeah, well,
available.
I don't know. Last time I checked, it was a password. They still had the bleeders era and stuff, background and stuff. Everything, obviously, everything has changed now. But like, for those of us who did the trials on Instagram stuff, you got the password to enter the site, and that's where everyone was introduced to the one and only trailer of the new document of Black Veil Brides. Who cares about Black Veil Brides?
I will say, I care.
I care.
I care
I care. I care. I care. And
so
truthfully,
hard.
Nicole, I don't know why. This is just me. I'm guilty as charged. I was so fixated on these trials and stuff and trying to figure out like where they're going, what news they're going, that I completely spaced out that duh, they recorded and filmed at the Wembley show. And I'm like, wow, I feel stupid now.
Yeah, so that was the thing that I started to think back about. I was like, remember how Chris was saying this is huge, this is huge, like it's going to be the biggest thing yet. And then the documentary dropped, and seeing that it was all at Wembley, I was like, oh, how I feel silly for just not remembering that.
I feel stupid. Like, as soon as I saw the trailer, I'm like, oh my God, Ruth, you knew and you forgot. How did you forget?
Okay, I think in our defense, we were just so proud of Black Veil Brides to be performing in the Wembley Arena that we didn't even think about anything being filmed. We were so focused on that.
I do like the fact, so if I don't know anyone in the army, Chris, hi Chris, if correct me if I'm wrong, but obviously these trials was something new for the fandom, as we stated in our last episode, which was really cool. We saw this figure to be determined still talking to us and to ascend and everything and stuff. And that people who did not do, because I did notice this on Twitter when last Wednesday, where people were like, oh, how'd you get into the site? Oh my God, there's new merch. How'd you do it? Because I don't think people fully understand you needed that passcode. And the only way to get that code was to do the trials through Instagram, which I can see it's a really cool thing. It's really neat that Blackfoot Brides decided to do this cool thing of the program of the trials and everything. Obviously, as a lot of people have kind of guessed already, the Dante's Inferno, the nine circles of hell and everything. But it also made me think, like, what about those fans who don't have Instagram, like who just have Twitter or who just have TikTok and
Yeah.
stuff? Because I felt bad for those fans because those fans are living through on Twitter. Like, how did you get it? What's the passcode? Like, I've been trying to figure this out. And then they're living through, like, you, but the trials are through someone else, so.
Well, I was gonna say, I think it was only on Instagram and Facebook for the trials, but I did notice also on Facebook and Instagram, there were fans who have those platforms that had no idea that Black Veil Brides was even doing the trials or anything. Kind of shocking, because I'm like, how'd you guys not see that if you're on the platform?
If you're on the
But
platform, like, I'm surprised. Like, I'm sure they try to plan it out. Like, I'm not, no shade to any management, social media management to Black Veil Brides, but I'm like, I'm surprised they didn't promote that more. Obviously, people on Instagram saw it on Instagram and obviously spread it on Twitter and stuff and re-uploaded the videos on TikTok. But I'm surprised, like, there wasn't like a promo, like, come and join Instagram or do this because you need to just get, you get the code for the new website.
there was something that I noticed with the trials, and I actually saw a bunch of people on Twitter and Instagram discussing it too. I didn't think about it at first until I had seen everyone discussing it, but did you notice too how at the beginning of the trial, the videos were very distorted, not just with the voice, but with like the quality. And it did become clearer as we got through
Okay.
each trial. Like, not clear to where you could obviously see the figure, but it got a little bit less distorted. Did you notice that?
I honestly did not. To be fair, I watched the videos when I was at work, beginning before the
So did
stream.
I.
So I wasn't really focused on the clarity and quality of the sound slash video. I was more focused on the message and then, like, okay, what do I have to do to respond? So guilty as charged.
No, honestly, I didn't notice it at first either until people said stuff. That's when I went back and I was looking at old clips that people had screen captured of the old ones and the new ones and comparing them. The quality got clearer. It's
Interesting.
really
Now
interesting.
I have to go back and watch,
It's
rewatch.
like a small little thing. It's really small.
No, I mean, okay, so let's just talk about what everyone saw from the new, hello, Black Veil Brides' new website and everything. Nice. Their new trailer for Who Cares About Black Veil Brides?
I guess my thoughts is this a documentary movie? Is it a documentary series?
I
Like
rewatched it right now and it said episode. So I'm like,
episodes.
so
So it's a series.
it's not like a movie sit-down document. Like, it's an episode, like almost like a mini Netflix series type deal.
I doubt it would be on Netflix. It's probably going to be on their YouTube channel, is what I'm
That,
assuming.
or I have no idea what streaming platform they go to. They could partner up with any streaming platform at this point.
That's
I
true.
don't know if Netflix is, I don't know, key on that. Maybe Amazon Prime could be a one,
Yeah.
Peacock or anything. Like, if whatever streaming platforms are going in, and if I do not have it, I will make a free trial account to watch it. So.
Well, I can't lie. I'm kind of wondering now if, because they obviously like redid their whole website. What if the documentary is going to be released specifically on the Black Veil Brides website?
I either way, it's going to be somewhere for fans can access it because honestly, okay, truth be told, I'm gonna age myself right here. Hi, hello, people in our generation. Do you guys remember in our childhood we had these stores called Blockbuster and Hollywood Video and stuff? Do you guys remember those? It was a store where you could walk in and rent DVDs. Wait, before DVDs, there was VHSs and stuff. You could rent those and take them home, and then you had to bring them back and stuff. You know those good times?
Miss those times.
But at least I remember growing up in the Hollywood videos and like Blockbuster that there was a section where you can watch documentaries of artists and stuff before Netflix was even a thing. So I remember walking in and I think it was like after Set the World on Fire era was out and stuff, like, oh, it'd be really cool to see Black Veil Brides like cool documentary here and stuff. Not like a live video like Alive and Burning that they did filmed and stuff, but like an actual documentary where the people are talking, like obviously in the trailer, all the guys are talking. Blasco's in there too. We're gonna get a cameo from Juliet, Amy, and Chris Biersack, and some other people. I can't remember who else I saw, but there's a lot of people in this documentary who basically are talking around the topic of like, who cares about Black Veil Brides?
There is going to be so much insight for fans when it comes to this documentary. I think it's going to be insight just about Black Veil Brides in general, a lot about Andy Biersack, and I think it's going to give us insight about behind the scenes of what went down at Wembley.
I'm so excited because since high school, since Black Veil Brides came out and I was addicted and hooked. I have been dreaming of a documentary of Black Veil Brides because, like, as soon as I saw the trailer, like, the heartstrings, I got emotional watching it. I'm like, F-. And so I'm like, don't cry, you're at work, don't cry, but this is gonna so.
There were certain clips in there that just made me go, like, I would gasp. I'm just like, oh my God, like, I have to know. So that's, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going, but I do question, is the documentary, if it is going to be around Black Veil Brides, I'm wondering if we're going to get like old clips from like past interviews that maybe everyone has done, or is it just going to be a full on 100% interview that was done at Wembley?
I have no idea because, like, looking at the trailer, obviously we get inside, obviously the journey, the road to them to perform at Wembley, but
Yeah.
also, like, I'm sure Blasco is going to talk about when Black Veil Brides started, like how they were, how Andy was a very determined person, just how we know who we are. I mean, obviously they show little clips of Amy and Chris, like telling, like, oh yeah, they're threatening my son over online and stuff. Like, they have stories. I'm excited to hear those stories. I know that's weird for me to say, hi, Chris and Amy, but I'm really looking forward to hearing those stories.
I can't lie. It's those are the kinds of things that every fan wants to know about when it comes to, well, just whatever they're a fan of. Any kind of insight or just knowledge or background stories, that's what we want to know.
So I have a controversial question, perhaps in the army, that I do want to ask you when it comes to this documentary. Like,
Okay.
obviously, we kind of saw, like, Amy and Chris talk about, like, all the haters and stuff that on Black Veil Brides when they started, and obviously we saw that. But I'm also curious because they briefly mentioned, like, how sometimes Black Veil Brides would, Andy would very confront fans on stage and stuff, like he did in the past, and like how sometimes after Black Veil Brides were done, the bands would butt heads and stuff. So my curiosity is, do you think, and we can cut this out if this is too controversial,
Okay.
Bruno, will they talk about Bruno?
You know, that's actually, that's a
Because
good question.
Bruno was part of Black Veil Brides,
Yeah.
was from the start, and obviously there was a fallout, and people know what he did or allegedly did and stuff. So I'm just curious because obviously we can probably read between the lines and, like, pick up in context hints that Bruno's actions did affect the band.
Yeah, if you, my honest opinion, when it comes to that question is, let's face the facts. We can't erase history. You know, Bruno was a part of Black Veil Brides, and that's not going to change, obviously the past.
Right.
But when it comes to the documentary, if he's going to be mentioned, I think it's going to be a very
Yeah.
tiny bit, and I think it would only be to describe like the transition of Black Veil Brides from Veil into what they are now.
Because if this is a documentary where, like, where they started until where they are now, going to Wembley and show and stuff, like, obviously Bruno was a part of it, and then that thing happened. This transition between Bruno and then Lonnie is a huge thing. And so.
Which is exactly why I feel it should be talked about in the documentary, but if it's not, I don't think it will be an issue if it's whether it is or it isn't.
Like, I'm not saying this to make anyone uncomfortable. I'm genuinely curious because there is a part of me, like Nicole said, like, we can't rewrite history. Unfortunately, he was part of Black Veil Brides and stuff. He was the start in the beginning in a way and stuff. He was there for a lot of the eras and stuff. And now it's just like, now we did this transition and got obviously the Redeemer, Lonnie and stuff. So
Yeah, I feel it, there's a possibility just it could be talked about very slightly,
I
just
don't know.
maybe only for a tiny portion, just to show that, just talk about the transition,
Transition,
but
which
I
I
don't know.
understand completely. So
Yeah.
no, I'm excited because I obviously we get to see background and see all of Andy's thoughts and stuff of going to the Wembley and why, but CeCe Stan, hi. CeCe, what the f did you do to your wrist, sir?
Oh, well, not even, what was it? Also, his passport not
Passport did
being
not get
stamped and
stamped.
having to,
Okay.
like, so much went down. We need answers. So then, because it was also filmed in Wembley, I'm wondering if we're not only going to get the documentary, what if the documentary comes first, and then after the documentary, we get like the full concert?
I mean, I did say episode, so you could be right. You could be right.
Like, it would be really cool
I
for
mean,
us, but for the fans that wanted to go and
all
connect.
the fans who attended there were so lucky. Like, we have talked about it, okay? Nicole and I the money to go, but you know what? Life
Exactly.
gave us other curveballs to deal with. And I know if we did go looking back at it, I know 100% we would not be there 100%, like fully there, unfortunately. So,
I feel like if we went, the whole thing would have felt like a dream, and then we'd be so depressed the moment we land back in the USA.
but no, I do regret honestly not going to the Wembley because I did have the money, but life had different plans for me, unfortunately. And I know looking back now, if I did go, I would not be 100% there fully. My mind would be somewhere else, unfortunately, just due to life stuff.
I still wish we went.
So happy to all the fans who went there, obviously, and so went to the pop-up event for the VIP and stuff. Like, yeah, I think briefly you can hear like Andy, like, I know I knew this was gonna happen. So that's why he kept all of his memorabilia and stuff from all the eras and stuff, which was really cool.
I guess the biggest thing now is, when will this documentary get released?
It has to come out this year. I know that.
Oh, definitely. Oh my gosh, if it doesn't come out this year, I'm going to freak out. No, it's definitely going to come out this year, but the question is, will it come out in April, or are we going to have to wait?
Don't know. We don't know. For all we know, maybe it comes out when this video is uploaded.
Yeah, or it could come out when they like do a teaser song, or maybe when the album is for pre-order. Who knows?
Who knows?
I just hope. Sorry, I just one thing that I really hope, just like the Alive and Burning DVD, please can we get a DVD copy of
Oh, it
this
has. We need
documentary?
a physical copy of this
Yes.
documentary, Black Phil Brides. Like,
There better be.
I have the Alive and Burning right here. I need a physical copy. Like, if you don't make one, I'll still love you. That'll be a little salty.
We'll send you our tears in a jar.
No, but this documentary looks amazing. I'm just so excited to hear everyone's perspective. I mean, even Lilith Czar makes a cameo and stuff, and she has her inputs and stuff. And like, obviously, we saw little bits and parts of the trailer of her encouraging Annie, like, you deserve this, like, you worked hard for this and stuff. And just everything about this is amazing. And like, what was the start of the trailer where whoever's asking Andy, are you done? Is like, what did he say? Fuck.
Oh, yeah, they were basically saying, like, it was something along the lines of, like, is this the end of Black
Yeah.
Veil Brides? And he's like, if this was the end, I'd be retiring. So I'm like,
Yes,
I
and
can't
which
lie, that scared me. I was like, please don't.
I have been seeing fans are like, oh, this is the end of Black Veil Brides. I'm like, not the end of Black Veil Brides.
It better not be the end of Black Veil Brides. The only reason it scared me at first is because, with the theory that Hudson and I came up with, Hudson even said, like, it would be at least one or two more albums, and then their lore would be complete. And I'm like, don't say that.
I mean, they almost scared us with Veil, okay? They almost
Yeah.
scared us with they like they put most of us in a panic attack with Veil.
Yeah.
BBB, this is not the end of you guys. Like this is I feel like we keep saying this every new era. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. They're going bigger. So
I don't think this will be the end of Black Veil Brides. I think this is only the beginning.
I mean, that is true. It's like I'm excited. Obviously, the website looks amazing. Whoever is in charge of that, well done. I will say the new photo that's on the website, and obviously BBB has posted it of the Black Veil Brides. I've seen it a lot, but as soon as I saw it, Queen vibes.
Is this the real life? Is this just
It gives you
fantasy?
Queen vibes, which I can
100%. Are
definitely
you kidding
see.
me? See the cover of Queen and then
Did. I can't lie though. I was thinking that the whole website, especially the new merch to go along with it, gives me gothic vibes.
Queen. Freddie Mercury. Queen.
Why not a mix of both?
I'm sorry. I can't get Queen out of my head.
I can see the Queen vibes.
Come on. Come on. I mean,
I definitely see it. The new merch though. The new merch. It's giving gothic vibes, and I am so in love with these new designs.
guys, new merch. Nicole and I did purchase one. Can you guess which one we purchased? Because apparently our brains are thinking the same and we purchased the same thing.
Did you by chance order, I don't know, the Raven hoodie?
The Raven hoodie. I'm sorry, that Raven hoodie. I love the design. I love the Morningstar with the crowns of thorns around it and stuff. Like, I'm like, I need that. I love the song Crowns of Thorns from their self-titled album. And I know, obviously, I have no idea if they're done with it. I know Black Velvet Brides were doing the whole merch for every song of self-titled and stuff, but now it's like gone or dead. I have no idea. So when I saw the Crown of Thorns, I'm like, I don't fucking care if that's not part of the self-title. If this is a new era, I love that whole representative and just I need it.
I will just say, if they can resurrect the whole doing the merch of each song off four, that would be amazing. But beyond that, yes, I am in agreement with you on the Raven hoodie. It was the crown of thorn looking star symbol thing that just drew me in. And then ravens, obviously, love that. I couldn't decide between the Raven hoodie or the axe blood, and I ended up going with the Raven just because I love the front
I
design.
love the front. I do. I mean, the axe blood was pretty dope. I will admit that. But again, Raven. I'm sorry. I saw the Raven. I'm like, I'm sorry. I love you, axe, but hi, Raven.
And all of these shirts and hoodies too and long sleeves, did you notice they are like blacker than black? They are freaking
Are they?
black.
They just look black. I mean, black is black.
No, there are different shades of black, and I think they went as black as they could go, and
What
I'm
they
in
need to
love.
do is, you've seen the photo of her of the darkest paint, right?
Yes, I need it in my life.
Yeah,
Imagine it on the
you've heard
wall.
of it. You've seen
Oh,
photos of it.
yeah,
So if
it's
there's some
dark.
way for BBB to somehow get that type of paint into dye or fabric.
Yes, please, 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 please. That would be amazing. I don't even know if it is like available for clothing, but I know it's available for
I
paint.
mean, with technology now, who knows?
The merch drop I was not expecting so soon,
I
so
mean,
I
too.
am really glad we got it. I real quick want to bring this up because I saw a fan post this on the official Black Veil Brides group page. They're wondering if the new album is going to be called The Saints Are All Sinners, just due to those words being on the back of the new t-shirt designs. What are your thoughts on that?
This point, I have no idea. It's a possibility at this point. Like, I
Yeah.
mean, people are thinking Ascension or Ascendia and Outcast and shit. And so I'm just like, I don't know. But where did I see it? Was it? I think it was on their YouTube channel because recently, if you haven't seen the trailer, it's on their YouTube channel now. But it's the Outcast era. I think it's clearly understanding from the BVB Army, wherever this era that they're going into is called the Outcast era.
Yeah, the era, I think, is a definitely known fact. Album title, not so sure. I know everyone's giving, like, it could be this, it could be that. Watch it literally be none of that.
Watch, they're gonna release it and be like, oh my God, we're stupid.
I have to, that's the thing. I'm like, it's right in our face, but we're somehow
It is
overlooking it.
right in our faces. It is literally right in our faces, and we are too excited. I mean, this is the excuse I'm giving everyone. We are too excited of the new merch, the new era, the new song and stuff that we just cannot pick up the Easter egg, whatever they've thrown at us, and like clearly they made a post, or I don't know, there's an Easter egg out there of the newest title of the album, and then they're like, haha.
Black Veil Brides, please just drop it now to stop all the confusion because my brain hurts so much.
I'm just curious if, like, okay, because clearly these trials have ended and stuff. Like, will there be more? Obviously, I will admit, I might try to consider d the Discord thing again. But
I
I don't
know.
know.
Discord just really confuses me. I think if I were to sign up, I'm gonna have to have my brother create my whole account and be like,
No, I
help
don't know.
me.
Because like I don't know if the Discord let because I just haven't joined it, unfortunately, because it is confusing for me. But I
Yeah.
don't know if they're getting more if whoever's in charge of the Discord, who's throwing the official admin, I should say, is throwing Easter eggs there for everyone's fan to discuss and digest and stuff. Because I don't know. Because like it's hard to say because they're doing what they do on Instagram. They don't really post as much on Twitter, let alone TikTok anymore, and
Yeah.
Facebook. They do post. I know Dan posts a lot and give us Easter eggs and hints and stuff, or get us hyped up when it comes to
Yeah.
BBB news and stuff. So I'm just curious, like, what's next?
I mean, I was definitely noticing that they're really like trying to like hammer in on the signing up for the channel and for Discord. So I'm wondering if in the Discord and the channel specifically, if that's where a lot of hints are going to be dropped for just anything Black Veil Brides related.
At this point, I'm just like, I feel like I need to check my phone at least 8 o'clock wherever at Pacific Standard Time, because I feel like there's something new. Like, I have my
Every time.
notification on Facebook, on Instagram, everything when it comes to Black Veil Brides, because I don't know, because obviously we know they're opening up for selected days for baby metal and stuff. And obviously, okay, I made a freaked out Nicole, then I made a mistake. The merch, if you look in one of they have tour dates, it's for the baby metal shows, not an actual North America tour date. So
Well, which I guess since we technically have not dived into it, yes, Baby Metal, Black Veil Brides touring with Baby Metal. Unfortunately, Black Veil Brides is not the headliner. Baby
opening.
Metal is, but everyone be aware when you look at tour dates. I was confused. I thought Black Veil Brides was coming to Denver, almost bought tickets until I realized they were not going to be at that selected date. That's going to be the band Ginger. Am I saying that right? I don't know. Ginger?
Sure, I don't know. You're just as good as this band.
This band.
No, I get that. I was looking at it too. I saw they were coming to Kent, Washington, which is in the Seattle-ish area. I'm like, oh, cool. And then I'm like, oh, wait, they're not performing. So it's like a blessing in disguise, Nicole, saving money.
Saving money because Ruth and I have a trip coming up together, so that literally happens before our tour dates, which they're not going to be there,
We're
so
not, we're so we're good. We're Gucci
we can save
over
money
here.
for their new tour, whenever that is.
They're going to drop some tour dates here soon. They're going to drop a music video. They're going to drop a snippet of their song and stuff. Like, I know they will. They always do. If they don't, I'll be like, okay, well, you know what? BVB, this is something new they're trying, and I don't like
I'll
it.
just say they're going in a new direction here.
They
Did
are,
you?
basically.
We're speaking of a new tour that is going to be happening, obviously, after Baby Metal. Not right after, but hopefully, if it's not this year, next year. Did you
Better.
see? Did you see the post in the group chat that Dan made when he gave a list and he said, "What bands do you want to
Oh,
see?"
yeah, I did
Dude,
see
I
that.
saw Ghost. I was like, "Bam, Ghost!"
I saw
Double
it was
click
like the
Ghost.
other option is was Avenged Sevenfold and something else. I can't remember.
Yeah, like Avenged Sevenfold's cool and all, but like Ghost, hear me out. Everyone, listen, BBB
I saw.
Army. It just, he had the list of specific bands, and then at the very end, it said, you could type your own in. But the specific bands that they put there just made me question, like, are those possibilities? Do we need to get like enough votes? Because also, Ruth, Palais Royal was on that list.
Wait, was it? Okay, I'm going
Yeah.
back to the group and trying to find it right now. Okay, hello. So I saw this at work during like my transition time. So I didn't see all the freaking lists. So okay, Avenged Sevenfold, Eyes Nine Kills, I Prevail, blah blah blah, Fall in Reverse, Bad. Oh, there is Pile Rail. So I'm gonna vote for that. And there's Ghost. Okay. Okay, so let's just focus on one thing at a time. Okay, so we do not know when the trailer's coming out. We have no idea when we're getting a single out or a music video out or anything teasers out, but what we do know, obviously, they're in a new era. We do know that whoever ordered the merch is going to get it here soon. Within, it's a pre-order, so within a couple of weeks or so. We do know that there is this beautiful series coming out. We don't know when it's coming out, but we also know, I know this is not BBB related, but like to hold us till then, we have Andy's book coming out here soon.
That's
There's
true.
that. BBB is going to tour with Baby Metal for those selected dates. They are going to do the two Warped Tour shows in Orlando and Long Beach, California, I believe. Yes.
Yeah, for Warped Tour.
And then I know they're doing some other festivals too. I can't think off the top of my head. So clearly,
Oh, it's Louder Than Life Festival they're also doing.
we clearly their summer is pretty booked right now for tour dates and stuff. And it could be a chance where they just do release a single during those tour dates. That's my guess. That is my hunch.
I mean, I would love that. I think no matter what, there's going to be another thing that will get released because I feel you can't just drop this bomb on us and then nothing for the rest of the year. You know what I mean? And I honestly do think this is going to be probably the best era yet of Black Veil Brides. It's probably going to be even bigger than Bleeders.
Roku's whining. I don't know if you can hear it, but he's so excited, guys. Even Roku is excited. Hey,
Roku.
Roku.
Roku's a part of the BBB Army officially.
Guys, we need to think of an outcast logo.
Yeah.
Okay,
I love that you're wearing Ryan's shirt.
we need to think of an outcast name for my Roku.
You know his personality best.
Sticks.
Sticks with an X. It should be STIX. Sticks.
Obviously, the BBB Army is all amped up for this new era. Like, I can see how do I'm trying to find the words for this. Die hard fans who have been there from the start, for example, like Nicole and I, are just it's a happy moment for us. We're so proud of Black Veil Brides. Like, to see where they come now, it's amazing. And obviously, this documentary, yeah, I most likely will shed a tear or so.
Just because of what you said, like that we're in the era now of the outcast, and I feel obviously Black Veil Brides are considered outcast, and fans of them, not maybe not all, but I think a lot of us feel as if we're outcast, or maybe we were outcast in life, and that just makes me feel like now with this documentary being released in this era, I feel like it's, I'm trying to say this with to make I'm like in a way that it makes sense. Because it's like almost as if this era is about the fans. It's about all of us. That's why we're getting this documentary. That's why it's the era of the outcast. You know what I mean? Does this make sense? I mean, I'm trying to say that Black Veil Brides, it's always about fans, yes. Okay, thank you.
No. I 100% agree with you. I feel like this era, because obviously every area that they do is amazing, but I feel like this one's more personal because it's called The Outcast, and like from the start, we are the Black Veil Brides, we are the outcast. It was the first introduction from We Stitch These Wounds, the call to arms, the outcast. That was done by Andy's grandfather or grandpa,
So
right?
it's yeah, and it's one of those things. I'm like, are we going back to old roots?
I
Like
mean,
old roots, but new Black Veil Brides.
you said it with your theory.
Yeah, which but I still loved your input on at how We Stitch These Wounds does and
Like
have a bit in
they are
that
going back to
lore.
their roots because, like, as we stated last episode, they posted a clip of like everything from that case that Andy was inspired from the Knives and Pens music video. Those, can't remember the name of the case, but you know, the case about people wearing black fingernails, listening to heavy music and stuff like that
Tattooing
case
themselves.
file itself. So they are going, I feel like they're always to their roots, but I feel like they're paying an homage to it now.
Yes, I like that.
Side note before we forget, obviously, for those people who are going to the Baby Metal show and stuff and who got lucky enough to purchase VIP. Okay, VIP, you get to put your photo into a comic book style. Hello?
It's so cool. I'm actually really jealous now
I
that they're
Black
not
Veil
coming to
Brides, if you
us.
do not do that for your next North America tour, whatever, what we can get to, if you don't do that, I will be salty. Once again, I can't say I hate you. I'll just be salty.
Well, what if maybe for the tour for the new album, what if they do something even better for
Well,
VIP?
then I will for we just
All
everything
is
I said.
forgiven.
I was all forgiven and stuff. But I know this is totally random, but like, okay, with Black Veil Brides, I feel like they just can't put random things there and to say it's random. It has to mean a thing. If you look in the photo of the comic book VIP style, which is really dope, it says June 13th or something, or is this a July? Let me double check
If
that.
it says June 13th, that's when the concert starts.
Never mind. Okay. BBB Army, we have entered the Outcast era. And we are living for it. Does that mean you get to bring more of the mask? The Legion of Black Mask. Because we are the outcasts. Does that mean, Richard, do you get to bring that back?
Will it be the same rendition of the old, or will it be new? Like, will it be updated?
Richard. Hi, Richard. Hi. Hi. Hi, Richard. I know we haven't officially met and all, but I love you. I love you. I really wanted to see your warehouse of all these amazing paintings you have done. But obviously, Outcast, I look like you're clearly coming back and stuff, which I f***ing love. Richard, if you're going to do a rendition of the Outcast mask from the Legion of the Black movie, how does one purchase that right away? Because it was very hard for me just to get the original one and stuff. I need that rendition if there's going to be one. I will literally give you my liver, I will give you. Oh, I will do anything to purchase that. Hi, Richard.
Yes. Ours are cracked, so we would love an updated version.
She found Shoutout Ghost, an amazing, talented artist here on social media. She just came up on someone else's Instagram story. I followed her. I loved her. Her work is truly amazing. I would say, a body painter, honestly. Her username on Instagram is super dead, Maya and stuff. She, according to her in bio, she's only 19 years old, guys. But
Damn, talented though.
she's so talented. She does incredible makeup looks for a lot of bands. And as of right now, her most recent one was this amazing Black Veil Brides one, where from head to like, it looks like fully on chest to arms. She did this crazy and beautiful photo of Black Veil Brides and stuff. She did Torch inspired, Blackbird inspired. It's beautiful. She obviously does more work and stuff. She's done one for like Bad Omen, Sleep Token, and Falling Reverse, Eyes Nine Kills. But she did a Sweeney Todd one. Hello, she did a Sweeney Todd one for Bleeders.
I can't lie. Seeing all of her makeup, it literally inspires me to work harder, and it wants me to become like doing all that body painting stuff. That is something that is so difficult because obviously in the mirror, you're like trying to do it. I can't, but
She is talented. Your makeup skills are on point. Your shading, your perspective, your color theory, your values are truly amazing. I know body painting is a skill. I don't have that skill, but you definitely do. So, fan shout out goes to you. I cannot wait to see the more work you create. Definitely go subscribe to her. I mean, follow her. Her makeup looks are on point.
they are so freaking amazing. I can't lie. After I saw that, I went to her page and like deep dived. I was like, oh my God. All right, BBB Army, thank you so much for tuning in and watching today's episode where we discussed who cares about Black Veil Brides. If you have not yet seen that documentary, you need to go to the Black Veil Brides official webpage right now. That is www.blackveilbrides.net.
Or YouTube, it's on their YouTube channel now.
Perfect. Or YouTube. Either way, if you go to the website, you can also check out the sweet new merch that they have. Maybe buy yourself some because it is pretty cool. Please subscribe to our lovely channel. And if you want to give us a follow on TikTok and Twitter and Instagram, we are also on there. And as you all should know, we are on all streaming platforms. You can literally check us out anywhere. And there's just so much going on with Black Veil Brides right now that we literally, like, we're just entering April and there is so much to come. I can't wait.
Swear
I
to
can't wait.
God, BBB, if you blow up our minds before we meet up for our summer trip here, we're gonna die in each other's arms when we meet each other in our summer trip. Like, we'll literally like see each other, like, okay, so Black Veil Brides this black, and we'll leave our partners off to decide.
I can already see it now, Ruth. Ryan and Hudson are literally going to just be filming us, like doing freakouts of whatever is happening. And then we're going to end up coming across it on TikTok because one of them posted it. And we're going to be like, oh my God.
We care
I can
about
see it.
Black Veil Brides.
We care about Black Veil
We are
Brides.
the outcast.
We will see you next week, BBB Army.